Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
You know what? I want to apologize. I want to welcome each and every one of you to another live broadcast of It's Time to Pray, brought to you by Word on the Water International Ministries and WOTW Internet Radio. I have not turned the microphone on, so I apologize. I'm just talking and talking and talking, and I'm thinking that it's going through, but the mic was not up. I apologize. I apologize. I apologize. Well, saints of God, once again, I want to welcome each and every one of you to another live broadcast of It's Time to Pray, brought to you by Word on the Water International Ministries and WOTW Internet Radio. This is Apostle Gregory R. Pinson, Sr., bringing you the very best of great gospel music in the Word of God. Straight from heaven's gates to your ear gates, we are It's Time to Pray. Yes, it's October the 31st, and you know what that means. Yeah, folk are out there doing some crazy stuff. Yes, they are. And you know what, saints? The church is doing some crazy stuff, too. The church is doing some crazy stuff. They got Halloween night. They got Hallelujah night. They got All Saints night. You know, and let me explain some things to you. I've said this in times past. If you're a believer of Christ Jesus, you have no business participating in trick-or-treat at all, Halloween at all. Nope. I'm not giving no, didn't buy no candy, not giving no candy out. Matter of fact, I put on my door, no candy, but holy oil. You knock on this door, I'm going to sling oil on you and pray for you. Amen. And that's what it's all about with me, because I can't take it any longer that we, as the body of Christ, there's pastors, there's apostles, there's bishops, there's prophets that are participating tonight in Hallelujah night. Well, it's just fun for the kids. Okay, can I share some things with you guys? You know, there used to be a game that they played called Bobbing for Apples. Okay? Bobbing for Apples, you put a big container of water, normally a small little pool or something large. You fill it up with water, and then you put apples all in it. Then you have the kids take their heads and dunk their heads in the water and try to bite into an apple and pull it out with their teeth only, not using their hands. Don't y'all know that's nasty? Do you know the germs that are spread behind that? Do you know those beautiful little children have runny nose with snot coming all out of it? They're spitting into the water. They are biting into an apple. And there's some grown folks doing it too. Biting into that apple, and then all of a sudden you come up with some kind of what's it called? The kissing disease, mononucleosis, and whatever. All there's no telling what you can get from that. Can you imagine you putting your mouth in that water, and that kid that was just in front of you had a big swat of snot, and now you just took it in your mouth? Oh, that's nasty. That is disgusting. Man, that's what I'm telling you all. Look, if you just need to get your children some free candy, look, just go to the store and buy some candy and give it to them. Don't have them go out trick-or-treat. It's too dangerous. You don't know whose house you're going to. Knocking on a stranger's door, talking about some trick-or-treat, it needs to change. We need to stop it, especially the body of Christ. Well, we're gonna get started here. And we're going to do something we love to do right here on It's Time to Pray, and that's to do just that, to pray, to seek God's face, to go to that throne room and believe God for who he is. So right now, what I really want you to do is just to open up your mind, your heart, and your soul, and get prepared to enter into God's presence through the power of prayer. Most Heavenly Father, as we come before your throne of grace tonight, we say thank you. Thank you for being the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. God, you're more than enough. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You took man from the dust of the earth and created him. A God that can create lungs and a brain from the dirt. God, I thank you for it. I thank you for what you've done in time present, times past, and what's to come in time future. I thank you, Father God, that you continue to have your hands on each and every one of those who believe in you and love in your word. Lord God, I ask right now that you touch all listeners of this radio broadcast around the world. Lord God, that they're able to hear your word with clarity and new understanding. Lord, that they'll take this word and they'll absorb it and they'll operate in it from this day forward. Father God, no matter what the afflictions are, no matter what the worries are, no matter what the situation is, I ask, Father God, that your shalom spirit fill them. Your perfect peace be with them. Lord, that you will comfort them and show them great and mighty things. But Daddy, I can't stop there tonight. I pray right now for every pastor, teacher, evangelist, prophet, apostle tonight. I pray, Lord God, that you give them the strength and the aptitude and the ability to go even the further in you, to trust your word like never before, to stand on the oracles that you have told them to stand on, and to teach them like never before. Not this erroneous doctrine, not this feel-good doctrine, but God, your unadulterated word, be it good, bad, or indifferent. Father God, I pray right now for the president, the vice president, every elected official throughout the land. I pray for the governors, the mayors, the senators, the representatives tonight. I pray for judges throughout this area. Father God, I thank you that you continue to touch their minds, bodies, and souls, that you'll change their minds by your word and by your law, that you will not allow them to sign another law or another bill into law without first seeking you first. I thank you, Father God. But, Daddy, I can't stop there. I pray for the military forces, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard. I pray right now, Father God, that you continue to love upon these men and women like never before. Lord, those that are home, those that are away, those that are on deployment, Lord God, wherever they are, let them feel your presence, Father God. Let them feel your anointing. Let them know that there's a God that loves them more than they can love themselves. Oh, great I am, I thank you in advance for them. And I ask that the hedge of protection be on and around them at all times. Let them know, Father, that your word will sustain them and it will motivate them to do great and mighty things. But, Father, I can't stop there tonight. I pray for police officers, firefighters, paramedics, attending physicians, and nurses around the world tonight. Lord God, is somebody here ain't going to surgery. Somebody's in an accident right now. Somebody just got shot, Father. Lord, let these individuals, yes, there's a burning building right now. Father God, let these individuals do the work that you have called them to do. Without fear, without hesitation or reservation, let them serve, protect, and change lives. Let the surgeries be a success. Let the bedside manner be of love and good cheer. Father God, I thank you in advance for the victory. I pray that your love will continue to filtrate into these service workers throughout the world. But Daddy, I can't stop there tonight. Lord, there's homeless people that are being preyed upon by young thugs and hoodlums. Lord, they're playing the knockout game with them. And when they see them, they punch them and knock them out. Lord, I ask that you place a Holy Ghost arrest on individuals that want to do harm, hurt, and danger to other individuals. Lord, those young men and even some women that are striking these elderly individuals, these homeless individuals, for no reason other than for a fun game, Lord, let it be turned around and that they love upon them and help them versus trying to hurt them. I pray for the homeless. I pray for the sick. I pray for the needy right now. I pray for those, Lord God, that are blind, those that can't hear, those that can't see, those that can't speak, those that can't walk. Lord, those that are in in need of a healing tonight. I'm believing for a miracle for them. I'm believing for your Shekinah glory just to saturate them and let the change take place. Let the metamorphosis take place, Lord. There's somebody's father. There's somebody's mother that's on a ventilator right now. There's somebody's child. God, I thank you that the doctors will be astonished that if that machine is turned off, that individual will continue to live. I just have that crazy kind of faith, and I believe it to be done this night. Lord, now I ask that Psalms 91 be invoked. Lord God, that you will protect even those that are out in the streets, trick-or-treating, playing this Halloween game. Lord, watch over those little ones. Let nothing happen to them. Let them go home this night without any reservations of hurt, harm, or danger. I give you the honor, the glory, and the praise tonight, Father God. For you're worthy. Yes, you're worthy of it. And it's through your Son, Jesus Christ's name, that I pray. Amen. 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 Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Man, I don't know about you, but I just feel something. I feel an anointing taking place. I feel a shift in the atmosphere. I feel something is about to take place. Something's about to happen. I don't know what it is. But somebody's life is about to be changed forever. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And no, I'm not talking about you going to hit the lottery. But you got something even better. You got something even bigger. You have something even greater. That's Jesus. Amen. Well, we're about to have the recipe of life. And the recipe of life for all of my old listeners is when we go into the Bible and we pull out different recipes to govern our lives by. There's a recipe of life just for you from Genesis to Revelation. All you got to do is pick up that book, crack it open, turn to some place in that Bible, that B-I-B-L-E, and read it and watch how it makes you grow, strengthens you, guides you, encourages you, and loves you. Let's go over to Atlanta to Evangelist Penson. God bless you, woman of God. I know you got something sweet for us to eat tonight.
God bless you too, son. I do. I'm going into the book of Joel, starting at the second chapter, beginning at the 18th verse. I'm reading out of the Study Life Bible, and this is the Lord's promise of restoration. It says, then the Lord will pity his people and jealously guard the honor of his land. The Lord will reply, look, I'm sending you grain and new wine and olive oil, enough to satisfy your needs. You will no longer be an object of mockery among the surrendering nations. I will drive away these armies from the north. I will send them into the parched wasteland. Those in the front will be driven into the Dead Sea, and those at the rear into the Mediterranean. The stench of their rotten bodies will rise over the land. Surely the Lord has done great things. Don't be afraid, my people. Be glad now and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Don't be afraid, you animals of the field, for the wilderness pasture will soon be green. The trees will again be filled with fruit. Big trees and grapevines will be loaded down once more. Rejoice, you people of Jerusalem. Rejoice in the Lord your God. For the rain he sends demonstrates his faithfulness. Once more, the autumn rains will come, as well as the rains of spring. The threshing floors will again be piled high with grain. And the presses will overflow with new wine and olive oil. The Lord says, I'll give you back what you lost to the swarming locust, the hopping locust, the stripping locust, and the cutting locust. It was I who sent this great destroying army against you. Once again, you will have all the food you want and you will praise the Lord your God who does these miracles for you. Never again will my people be disgraced. Then you will know that I am among my people, Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. Never again will my people be disgraced. May Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen, amen, amen. Oh, yeah, that's a strong word. We thank God for you, and we thank God for it. Man, thank you so much. Love you much. Love you much. No, and I just know that that word meant something to somebody. Amen. You know, I've been drinking this water for the last probably 45 minutes. I've drank a half a gallon. I don't know if I'm dehydrated, but in the name of Jesus, all is well. Amen? Amen. Are you guys ready for the word tonight? Are you ready to be stimulated, motivated, and brought into the love fest of God? Well, tonight I want to take time. Matter of fact, let me do this. Father God, I thank you for this word that you're about to give unto these people. Lord God, every listener that's listening the way of live or archive, Lord God, that they'll be strengthened by it, they'll be encouraged by it, and they'll love by it. Father, now I ask that you allow me to decrease so that yet you can increase. Use my vocal cords. Use my lungs. Use every part of my body. I surrender all to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Tonight, amen, I want to talk about something that is so vital. You know, we see people on the streets tonight celebrating in this paganism, witchcraft, warlock game called Halloween. We see individuals going from home to home talking about trick or treat. But let me tell you something. When God puts his signet upon somebody, things start to change. When God calls you his beloved, oh, my God. And that word beloved, let me explain something to you. The word beloved, write this down. Because you hear it all the time in the body of Christ. Oh, beloved this and beloved that and my beloved. What does that word really mean? What does the word beloved mean? It means simply this, to be loved by God. You are God's beloved. You are the beloved of God. Okay? So write that down. Please write that down. You are, matter of fact, put on your paper, say, I am God's beloved. I am God's beloved. I want to go into the book of Romans. And this is a very interesting chapter, chapter number 8. And this, you really need to get your Bible out. You really need to write down good copious notes. I want to go into Romans, and I want to start in the 31st verse. And I'm only going to do two verses, 31 and 32. But there's so much meat and substance there. There's so much enrichment, enlightenment there. And people have read it, but they went over it too fast, too quick, and they never took time to rightly divide the word of truth, and tonight we're going to do that. Now, I just told you that you're God's beloved, and what does that mean? It means that you're what? Loved by who? God. Now, watch this. Verse number 31 says, what then shall we say to those things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Verse 32 says, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? This is so powerful. You need to highlight this, underline it, underscore it, but you've got to dig into this. Now, look at what it says in verse number 31. It says, then what shall we say to these things? Who is the we? The believer. The one that says that I've allowed Christ Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. It says, what shall we say of these things? If God be for us, oh, my God, who can be against us? That's interesting. Because when you took on the mantle of a believer of Christ Jesus, guess what? Satan took on the mantle of destruction in your life. Satan started sending his imps, wimps, and his little flock to throw fiery darts at every move that you make. Every one of them. If you go back in your walk with Christ Jesus, and I got to get you guys to get to this place, that no matter what adversary has come against you, it could be a coworker, it can be a relative. Oh, come on, somebody. It can be a friend. It can be a coworker. Satan will use any of these individuals to try to trip you up and make you fall. But God right here, the word says that if God is for us, who can be against us? Now, let's look at this from a different perspective. If God is for us, who can destroy us? If God is for us, who has the authority to come against us? Oh, my God. Who's got the power to come against us? Oh, we know who thinks he's got the power. That's Satan. That's Satan. And let me show you something. Satan has thrown a monkey wrench, and he's made mankind, my God, Jesus, to believe that Halloween is a night of fun and pleasure, where it's really a night of death and discussion. Disgusted. Can't say it. But the one thing about it is this. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. Now, that's an interesting statement. Why did it say God? God gave up he did not spare his son Jesus, but he gave him up for all of us. So that you, my brother, you, my sister, you, my friend, can have the right to the tree of life, that you have a right to an eternal love fest with God. See, really what this particular scripture is talking here is God's love for you and me. You know, when we really look at Romans 8, it's like one big symphony. It's a crescendo. Each word works together in perfect harmony, giving an my God. You know, the Holy Spirit just showed me something. It gives us an understanding of how pleasing God's word and how deeply complex God's word really is. When we start to look at Romans 8:31 and 32, we start to see a love fest like never before. We start to see that we are the true beloved of the Most High God. We are loved by God. He's telling you that if God is for us, who can be against us? But then again, it says, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us, how will he not allow us? Excuse me, how will he not also allow him graciously give us all things? Somebody ought to write on their tablet, in their notebook, on their computer, whatever it is, Jesus gave it all. Jesus gave it all. God said, because I gave up my son for you, my brother, for you, my sister, then guess what? You have the right, because you accepted him, for everything there is. I need you to get to a place tonight and understand that God is for you. Nothing that the devil can throw your way will take root, nor will it grow. My God, wait, Doc. You can't really think that is true, can you? Yes, I can. Now watch. God is for you. So nothing the devil throws your way will take root. You will need to know, though, that God is going to turn your situation around. Why? Because the blood of Christ. This whole verse, This whole verse is actually a love letter. It's a love affair showing how God loved us all so much that he gave his only begotten son so that you can have right to the tree of life. But not only that, not only that, God is not coming to any of you saying, oh, well, he did one time, saying you got to give up your children. No, he did one time, though. He went to Abraham. Now watch this. God went to Abraham and told Abraham, take up your son Isaac and take him up onto the hill, and I want you to make a burnt offering, a sacrifice with your son. You know, when I read that particular scripture, I often think of my children. And I often say to myself, well, God, if you came to me and asked me to slay my children as an offering to you so that a thief can get saved, I can't do it. I'm not there yet. I'm not at that place that Abraham was. But you know, the one thing about it was that God called out to Abraham. Or excuse me, the angel of the Lord called out to Abraham and told Abraham, Abraham, harm not the lad, for there's a ram in the thicket. You know, the interesting thing that is said here is that the angel of the Lord told Abraham, harm not the child. Now why? Because he realized that Abraham's love for God was greater than his love for his own son. And Abraham's son was a promise from God. See, we've got to understand, saints, that God's not going to put you in a position to do anything that's unnaturally in our lives. But what God will do, sometimes he will challenge you. We saw with Job. God and Satan had a conversation. He said, try my boy Job. Job lost everything. But then Job gained it all back in the end. He gained, not did he just get what he had, but he got more. He got double. See, the one great thing that I can share with you all, my brothers and sisters, tonight is that the word of God is real. Now, I'm not preaching tonight. I'm straight teaching. I need you to understand, because a lot of you all are writing me letters, you're writing me inboxes, you're texting me, you're even calling me and asking me to pray. And the one thing that most people are asking me to pray for is finances and their ministries. That's interesting to me. And pastors and apostles and preachers and teachers all over the world are inboxing me, asking me, would you please pray for my ministry? Will you please pray for our finances? Tonight, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you through the word of God what's going to take place. Now, let's go back up to Romans 8 and 32. Romans 8 and 32, and it's clear, it's right here. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he, now listen to this, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? It's right there, black and white. It's telling you that once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God will graciously give you all of your desires. Oh, my God. God is, you know what, can I be transparent with you all? I've gone through hell. I've been there, done that, wear the T-shirt backwards. But never has my faith ever faltered to the point to where I say, God, this is your fault. Why is this happening to me? I don't say that. You know what I always say? God, if you don't do it on this side, you'll do it on the other. But God, I'm standing in victory right now for whatever it is that you're about to do. See, that's what this word teaches us. See, so when you ask me to pray for you, I don't have a problem doing that. But I need you all to start reading this word and start to understand the power that was in the, or that is in the blood still to this very day, that God desires you to go to that next level, that God desires you to learn his word. Now watch this. God is truly for you. Whatever the devil throws your way, it will not take root. You need to know God is going to turn it around. God is always for us due to the blood of what? Jesus Christ, his son. Jesus is your everything. Now receive this. The day you receive Jesus Christ, you receive everything that God had for you. The day that you receive Jesus Christ, you receive that healing. The day you receive Jesus Christ, you took upon righteousness. The day you receive Jesus Christ, peace started coming your way. Joy entered into the house. You ought to realize that prosperity was able to take root the day Jesus came into your life. The day you made Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior over your life, things start turning around. Things start almost like a cyclone effect, in a whirlwind effect. Things were changing for the betterment of your life. See, but you got to understand that Jesus is your everything. See, and you really need to put that down. Jesus is my everything. Jesus is a package deal. Now watch this. God, I thank you. You're not working for victory. What? You're not working, my brother, for victory. You're working from the position of victory. Just walk it on out. Did you hear what I just said? You're not walking. You're not working for victory. You're working from the position of victory. In other words, if I was working for victory, that means I don't have it. But if I'm working from the position of victory, that means victory is already mine. I'm working from the position of righteousness. I'm working from the position that I am healed. I'm working from the position that I am the righteousness of God. Can you receive what God has given you? The word clearly tells you. It clearly tells you that he's going to give you everything once you accept his son that he gave. He didn't spare. God gave you his very best. His best. He went to Abraham and wanted Abraham's best. But at the end, God, the Holy Spirit, and the angel of the Lord spoke unto Abraham. So don't put a hand on the lad. It's all good. We understand that you love us. We understand that your affairs with God are truly in order. See, saints, we've got to get our affairs in order with God. If we're going around calling ourselves Christians or believers, how can we operate in the spirit of Halloween? How can we operate in paganism? How can we operate, oh my God, how can we go forward from this day forward when God says, I promise you everything because you accepted my son? I'm giving you the desires of your heart because what? You have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. No longer do you have to work for righteousness. You are righteousness. You're working from the position of righteousness. You're working from the position of joy. You're working from the position of peace. You're working from the position of wealth. Guess what happens? So often, believers come to a position in their life and they're like, calamity hit. I'm losing my house. Oh, God's trying me. He's putting me through this test. No, he's not. No, he's not. It was an unfortunate situation that took place. You lost your job. You don't have a job. You don't have no money. And guess what? They're going to take the house. They're going to take the car, whatever the case may be. But it's not the end of the world for you. And that gives you no reason to turn your back on God and blame God, thinking that it was his fault because he didn't take care of you. Oh, but see, you out there trick-or-treating. Are y'all catching something tonight? You are out there to put masks on. Go look on Facebook. All these Christians got Halloween costumes on. Spending money to trick and treat. When God said, if you just take my son's blood and receive it, I'll redeem you. I'll change you. I will orchestrate a symphony to love upon you. Saints of God, when you got the love of God, when you got the agape of God, you don't need no free candy. You don't need no hallelujah night. No, you don't. See, we've got to change the way we're thinking. We got, look, when your friends come up to you and say, man, it's no big thing. Let's just go down there and have a beer or two. You know, they're going to be out there trick-or-treating and whatnot. I'm sorry, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm not into that. Well, if you don't want to seem holier than thou, then just say, hey, dude, I don't believe in trick-or-treat. I don't believe in Halloween. I don't believe in these paganism holidays. I don't celebrate them. See, we've got to make sure that we're saying the things that God desires us to say. It doesn't mean that you got to cuss them out, treat them bad, and be nasty and evil. No. But what it does mean is that if God is going to give you everything, why are you going to turn your back and do foolish things? Doesn't make sense. It does not make sense. You want to dress up like a, my God. Whew. I know some people that take this thing to the nth degree. They dress up as all kind of things. And they spend big bucks for these costumes and whatnot. And when they come and ask me, man, why won't you participate? I said, because the blood of Jesus Christ. But I'm saved too. No, you're not. Yes, I am. I'm saved, sanctified, just like you are. No, you're not like me. Because if you were like me, you would be at home reading your word or studying or listening to this radio broadcast. But yet and still, you're going to be out there trick-or-treating when God's word is alive. And you better believe that God's taking note and God is watching. You got to change. If you belong to a church and they do this, it's time to leave that church. It's time to get up and go. Because they're not standing for the things of God. They're not standing for the things of Jesus Christ, who's supposed to be the Lord of your life. But yet and still, you want to go conjure up demons. I'm going to be a zombie. I'm going to be whatever the case is. But doc, it's just harmless. No, it's not harmless fun. It's not. It's not. Not when the word tells you. See, and a lot of people say, I don't understand why I'm always broke, busted, and disgusted because you keep holding on to the worldly way of doing things. I can't understand. Well, you keep saying that the word tells me I can have what I desire. Well, where does it say it? Romans 8:32. It says it right there. It says, graciously gives us all things, healing, wealth, wisdom. Well, doc, he hasn't given me. Just hold on. Keep on studying. He hasn't given me. Hold on. Keep on loving. But don't turn your back from him. Don't turn away from him. Continue that love fest for God. And we've got to believe it. We've got, I'm telling you, saints, the most critical part of life is that we're not believing that God loves us unconditionally. That God loves us so much that he would allow his son to perish, to be beaten with a cat of nine tails, to be hung on the cross, to die for our sin. People don't believe this. And they go to church every day. Every day of the week. But they still don't believe the power that blood possesses. And they don't believe that the word is true, because if they did believe it, they won't be out here playing lottery. Oh, doc, you're not hitting the lottery. Yes, I am. Why are you playing games of chance? Why? Well, doc, if I hit the lottery and I gave your church $1 million, we wouldn't accept. Well, no, we would accept. Yes, we would. Because the Bible says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteousness or the just. So, yeah, we'll take your money. We'll take that lottery money. Yes, we will. Because it's going from the wicked coming into the righteous, and we're going to do the right thing with it. We're going to feed folk. We're going to clothe folk. We're going to give some people some homes. We're going to teach the word even stronger. See, what I got to get you guys to start to understand, you're spending your last bit of money for this game of chance where clearly the word says, I'll give you all things. I'll give you all things. He didn't say some. See, now, if he narrowed it down and just said, well, I'll give you health. I'll give you wisdom. I'll give you love, peace, and joy, but I'm not going to give you financial gratification. I'm not going to give you prosperity. I'm not going to give you that money to provide for your family. See, the word didn't say that. It didn't categorize anything. He said all things. Do you know what that word A-L-L means? Everything possible. God is going to graciously give you everything possible so that you can succeed, so that you can go further in your walk with him. So is it conditional? Yes, it is. It is conditional because it's conditioned on you accepting his son as your Lord and Savior. It's conditioned on you taking the time to love on him back without any reservation. And I told you, you're not walking in these things. You're not working in them. You're already positioned in them. You're working from the position of victory. You're working from the position of righteousness. You're working from the position of I'm healed. See, you can walk. Oh my God, Jesus. You can start proclaiming I'm healed, and guess what? The healing takes place. You can walk even in the position. Now watch this. A barren woman can walk in the position and say, God will provide a child through me. And it take place. There's nothing hard for God. You know the one thing I love about God Almighty? The one thing I love about Jehovah Jireh, there's nothing impossible for him. Satan cannot do. He does not have the power. He does not have the energy. And he does not have the resource. But God does. And yet and still, we doubt. Oh, my God, I don't know how I'm going to pay my mortgage. I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, my phone bill. My girlfriend's going to leave me. My husband's going to leave me. My wife is going to leave me. Oh, I don't know what. Stop the pity party, pick up the praise machine, and start praising your way back into where you need to be. So often, oh my God, they don't like me. So what? Who cares if devilish, worldly people don't like you? Who cares? What you got to understand, God loves you. And if he be for you, who can be against you? So why are you worrying about who likes you and who doesn't like you? That's a childish way of doing things or a childish way of thinking. Oh, yeah. I know this isn't going to be popular. I know it's not. But the thing about it, it's true, it's real, it's tight, and it's right. If God is providing for every morsel of your need, why do you have time for the world? Well, one thing you can do with the world is try to convert people and bring them to Christ. The one thing that you should be doing is looking for different ways and avenues to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ to the multitude of the lost. Take your time. Read this word. Stay encouraged. I encourage you to read all of Romans chapter 8. Man, it's a symphony. It is a perfect symphony. And the music of his words radiate. And they crescendo. Beautiful. But you'll never know the symphony's there until you pick up the word and read it. I challenge you. A lot of people did not realize what was in Romans 8, 31 and 32. You've heard it before, but you never really broke it down to understand it. Yes, it's complex. Yes, it's a move. Yes, it's overwhelming. But guess what? It's supposed to be. It has to be. Paul teaches us the great love affair that God has with us firsthand. Now, why are you going out beg, borrowing, and stealing from other people when all you got to do is accept Jesus Christ? And guess what? What you're trying to steal, God said, I got the resource to give it to you. I know y'all don't want to hear that. Why are you out here selling your bodies, ladies? When God says, if you just accept my son as your Lord and Savior, everything that you're working for, laying on your back, letting all these men and women go inside of you, guess what? I've got something even easier. Just accept my son as your Lord and Savior, and from your back, you never delay again. Oh, Jesus. Yes. It's just that serious. It's just that real. We've got to take the time to study this word and to realize that I do not have to do the things that the world does to get in trouble. All I got to do is call upon my Heavenly Father, the El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, Elohim, El Elyon, and it's done. He said, graciously, I'll give it to you. Are you ready to receive it? That's the question. Do you believe it? See, if you don't believe, you can't receive. But once you open up your heart, your mind, and your soul, you'll start to be able to take this to another level. And you'll start to be able to check off your bucket list. Wow, I asked God for this, and he gave it to me. I asked God for this blessing, and wow, I got this house. I asked God to do this, and not only did he do that, but he blessed my entire family. See, we got to get to a place, my brothers and sisters, that we start to walk in the full anointing that God has placed over our lives. Matter of fact, I'm believing tonight. I'm decreeing and declaring an anointing to fall upon each and every one of you, that you never stumble back into the world's way of doing things, that you'll trust God enough to ask for whatever it is that you're in need of. Not only that, I'm believing. I'm that man that's got that crazy faith. I'm just believing that without a shadow of a doubt that God is going to rescue you from the abyss of your trials and tribulations and your calamities. I'm believing that God himself is going to reach down and pull you out of that murky clay, that snare that the enemy has set for you. God is going to tear it apart. You just got to believe. But see, you got to accept Jesus. Jesus, this, I'm telling you, I told you this. Jesus, it is a package. If I want my blessings, I got to have Jesus. If I want to have my joy, I got to have Jesus. If I want to have my healing, I got to have Jesus. If I want to be the righteousness, I got to have Jesus. It's a package deal. God wants you, he wants you to know. He wants you not to just know, but he wants you to feel that he loves you. Now, God loves everyone but me. No, God said, I want you to feel that I love you. I want you to experience my love for you. I want you to understand that there's an intimacy that's so personal that nobody can take it away from you. I don't care what they do to you. They cannot take the love of God away from you. They don't have the right. They don't have the power. enemies don't have that power. But the power is inside of you. The power is inside of you to walk in your divine, in His divine will. The power is inside of you to say yes and to also say no. The power is inside of you to offer to other individuals this entity called Christ. The power is inside of you to trust and believe that no matter what it looks like on the outside, no matter what it looks like on the inside, God has your back. Oh, when I went through my divorce, I thought that was the worst thing. I thought that was the worst thing to go through. It's water under the bridge. It's literally water under the bridge to me now. And the reason why I say that is this. When you go through something by yourself, it looks hard. It looks like you can't make it. It looks and seems, because see, the enemy's going to throw little darts at you. You can't do it. You can't make it. You cannot be in this. And then after a while, you start to believe it. And you start to struggle. And you start to compromise. But I'm here to tell you, God loves you. That's why I'm single today. Because God loves me. God loves me enough to satisfy me mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially. He loves me enough to take care of not some of my needs, but all of my needs. And until He brings me my wife, then guess what? I'm going to be satisfied in the place that God has me. See, the problem with some people is you're not satisfied with where you are. You want to be in that mansion yesterday. You want to drive that Rolls yesterday. You wanted to have that Lamborghini yesterday. Can I share something with you? And I pray that you don't take this the wrong way. God has given me every desire of my heart. Hear me and hear me well. When I tell you that I have traveled extensively. There's no place on this earth that I have not wanted to go to and haven't gone. There's no automobile that I have never wanted that I couldn't get, and I did get. Everything that I've ever desired, I've gotten everything. And it's not because I was born with a silver spoon, but it was because of the God that I serve, who is more than enough, that said that I'll graciously give you all things if you serve my Son as your Lord and have my Son as your Lord and Savior. And guess what? When I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, everything started changing. Has there been calamities midway through? Yes. Has there been difficulties? Has there been struggle times? Of course. But guess what? I never stopped putting God first. And this is where you've got to get to, my brother, my sister. See, we got to say, just like Job, though you slay me, yet shall I serve you. I'm not going to stop serving God. I don't care what they ever do to me. I don't care what darts are thrown at me. I got a shield of faith. I've got a helmet of salvation. I've got a breastplate of righteousness. I'm not worried about anything. I don't worry about where my next meal is coming from, because God provides that meal for me. I don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, because God is already taking care of tomorrow for me. I don't worry about it. I don't make a big to-do about unknown things, because God is going to bring it into an existing position for me to overcome anything. Let me tell you something. I've had folks that tell some horrendous lies on me. I really have. But God shielded me from it all. I've had people to, when I tell you some lies, oh, Jesus. You would have thought I was Satan himself. But through it all, God shielded me. God protected me. And I'll never forget. I'll never forget. The night that I would serve papers for my divorce, I looked at my wife and I looked at the deputy. And I knew the deputy. I knew the deputy for a long time. I said, are you serious? Is this what you really want? And I looked at her and I told the deputy, I said, hey, look, do me a favor, stick around. I'll pack some things. I'm going to get up out of here. And I did just that. I got up out of there. Because if I would allow the deputy to leave, you better believe that something crazy could have happened. Not on my part. But see, people will try to provoke you to do things to make you look bad. They really will. Saints, I challenge you to allow Romans 8, 31 and 32 to be an intricate part of your life. I'll never forget leaving that house, going to a hotel, and I got down on my hands and knees, and I asked God to forgive my wife and to forgive the man she was sleeping with. I did. It wasn't the easiest thing, but it wasn't that hard either. Saints, before you bring harm, hurt, or danger to anybody, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Walk in wisdom and in love, not hatred, nor bitterness, nor strife, nor envy. Don't allow anybody to take you out of the love affair of God. You are God's beloved. I pray that this message has touched the hearts of somebody and that your new direction in life is that I am the beloved of God. I am loved by God. I can receive from God every desire of my heart. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Tonight, if you have a prayer request, a praise report, or if you have a comment on tonight's teaching, I want you to press 1 on your telephone. I want to hear from you tonight. I don't care what you're going through. As a matter of fact, let me just do this. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as this word has gone forward tonight, that men, women, boys, and girls will be redirected into your presence. Those who don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, Father, I ask that some kind of way, somehow, believers get to them and open up the floodgates for you to come in and serve them. I thank you, Father God. Lord, I decree tonight healing to take place throughout this world and throughout this land. Lord, that your Shekinah glory just fill the atmosphere. In the mighty name of Jesus, that man that's been battling prostate cancer, I call it off of him right now in the name of Jesus. That lady that's been having those migraine headaches, from this day forward, you will never have not another headache again. In Jesus' name. That family who's looking at a possible foreclosure, I'm decreeing and declaring in the atmosphere tonight that the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus Christ, is over your situation. trust and believe God. Tonight, this night, Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Well, once again, the phone lines are open. If you're listening by way of computer, the telephone number to call in tonight is 657-383-0157. Once again, 657-383-0157. Once you call in, press 1 on your telephone, and we'll pull you right on up. If everybody's good, then we can actually get out of here. I'm going to give you just a few seconds. If you need prayer, if you have a praise report or a comment on tonight's teaching, you can go ahead and press 1 at this time. Evangelist, God bless you.
Hey, God bless you too, Pastor. What an awesome word tonight. That word was just truly awesome. I have a friend who, it's the most shocking thing I've had happen to me in a while. She had a stroke, and then she was okay. She went to the hospital, and they called me up Friday and said, Josephine is in hospice. Oh, and I'm like, excuse me, explain this. And they said, well, she had a reoccurring stroke. They found that she had pancreatic cancer. And they put her in hospice on Friday. I went to visit her.
So she's in stage 4.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. I went with her. I mean, I went to visit her on Saturday in hospice. And I had oil that Bishop that gave me, and I took it and put it over her. She was very despondent when we first went in there. But I started speaking in tongues around her and just talking to God, praying over her. I decreed and declared that pancreatic cancer would leave her body quickly and suddenly. And I just prayed, and she started moving her legs, and she started moving her hands, and she became very, she wanted water. And I'm like, oh, do it, God. I was getting so excited. And then, I mean, she can't talk, but if you go close to her, you can hear some of the things that she's says. Well, I'm believing right now. I'm truly believing for a miracle. And God is a miracle. He is a miracle. He can do things that nobody else can do.
Right.
And I am asking God for a favor to let this lady walk out of that place and return to her health. Her health will
What's
be.
Her name?
Her name is Josephine Robinson.
You know, Evangelist, a lot of your friends having some serious problems.
That's what happens when you get my
answer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come against yonder cola right now. I come against the spirit of cancer. I come against this disease, this pancreatic cancer that's attacking this woman's body, Father God.
Yes.
Right now where she lays in this hospice center, Father God, I know that you are a healer because you've done it. You've done it for me. Lord God,
yeah.
Where I was supposed to have been dead many times, but God, you opened up the opportunity for me to have life.
Thank you, Lord.
Tonight, Josephine Robinson, I speak into her spirit, man.
Yeah.
And I say, wake up.
Thank you, Father.
Wake up, Joseph. Take up thy bed and walk.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
But just
Lord.
Like the woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garments, I'll truly be healed. Well, Josephine, I'm reaching up with my hands for you.
Yeah.
And I'm grabbing the hem of the Most High God's Son's garment.
Yeah.
And I'm not asking for the healing for me, but God, I'm thanking you for Josephine right now. Lord God, I'm thanking you for her family and friends right now, Father God. I'm thanking you that you're opening up a door of opportunity for a miracle to be seen, not only by her, but all those in and around her, even the doctors, so that they can be astonished and realize that there is a true and living God. I'm raising my hand right now, Josephine, and I'm touching the hem of the one who heals God.
Amen.
I stand in proxy for you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
and I speak right now to the spirit person of Josephine Robinson. And I tell you, take up thy bed.
Amen. Amen.
Walk, Josephine.
Amen.
Hear the words of the Lord.
Yeah.
For 1,000 will fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near you.
Amen.
God, I thank you for Josephine tonight.
Thank you, Father God.
I thank you for Evangelist tonight, for being in the gap for her friend.
Yeah.
Lord.
Thank you,
make
Lord.
A way.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Make a way where everybody's saying there is no way.
Way.
Make a way where the doctors are giving up, but God, you never give up.
Nope.
Touch her spirit. Touch her pancreas right now.
Yeah, yeah.
The heaping, burning coals just flow through her right now.
Thank you, Father.
Give her a desire to eat, a desire to drink. Give her a desire to live. Give her the will right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree and declare it. She receives it. We believe it.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I have a praise report, though.
Come on,
the lady that you prayed for last week, who had the heart attack,
mm-hmm.
is out of intensive care, and okay. they have last Friday, they sent her to rehab. So she's on her way to getting her health, and she's on her way back. So that's a good thing.
She had a heart attack, right? A massive heart attack, if I remember.
Yeah, a heart attack. She was in intensive care for 5 or 6 days.
Okay.
And it looked real bleak at the time. It looked real bleak because she's 86 years old.
Okay.
And you prayed for her last Thursday night.
Thursday night, yeah.
9:29, they let her go to the rehab Friday afternoon.
Wait. Hold on. We prayed Thursday night. Friday they let her go. Y'all better learn to shout glory when you hear things like this. I'm here to tell you that the God we serve, he's more than enough, he's more than a conqueror, and he can turn things around. Good God Almighty from Zion. Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
They took her to, she's in rehab as I speak. You prayed for her at 9:20, I wrote it down, you prayed for her at 9:29 last Thursday evening, and she was released from the hospital Friday afternoon, I want to say about 2 in the afternoon. And there was another thing. They she's on Cape Cod, and Cape Cod is kind of, it's not a metropolitan, and you don't have the hospitals like they have in other areas. And they weren't happy about where she went the first time for rehab. So she went to the best rehab in the area. And so everybody, the family's pretty pleased on how what's going on. So God is in control. God's in control. He's in control. But I want to leave this. So I want to leave this to you.
Uh-huh.
It says, when everything seems to go wrong, just push.
Yes.
When the job gets you down, just push.
Uh-huh.
When people don't react the way you think they should, just push. When your money looks funny and the bills are due, just push. When you want to give up because it looks hopeless, push. Now I want you to write this down. P is for pray. U until. S for something.
Something happens.
Pray until something happens. Just push.
Yeah.
That's from me to you tonight.
Amen. Praise God. I've been pushing. Hallelujah.
Push.
Glory
just push.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Evangelist. I love you much. God bless you, and I pray, hallelujah, the next time we speak to you that we hear a praise report, just like the other one, we get
Amen.
One for Sister Josephine.
Amen.
Josephine Robinson. Amen. Bless
yeah.
the name of Jesus. All right, God bless you, woman of God. We love you much. Saints of God, okay. It's just that simple. It's just that easy. See, let me tell you something. I have no power. I have no authority. Everything I do comes from Christ. Everything I believe on and believe in is of God. Tonight, whatever you're desiring, whatever you're believing, trust God. Amen? And get in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, and learn it. It's a true symphony just for you. Amen. Well, I tell you what, everybody else is good. Praise God. Well, let's get ready to get out of here with a praise party, never a pity party, always knowing that Jesus is Lord. I love you all so very much, and make sure, hallelujah, that you tune in this Thursday night, yes, as Minister Jerry Robinson will be coming to your front, bringing forth a powerful word of God. Man, I'm telling you, I'm expecting something supernatural. Listen, this is what I need you to do. Saints of God, do me one favor. Just from me to you, tell a friend, tell somebody about It's Time to Pray radio broadcast, and let them experience God just like you have. I love you all very much. From the bottom of my heart, we'll keep this thing going until God says call it off. Amen. So let's praise. Let's glorify the Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's celebrate, y'all.
Come on, everybody. Put your hands together. It's time to celebrate our Christ.
The Bible says that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Come on and get on your feet and help us bless the name of Jesus.
Did anybody come to praise him today? Come on, let's celebrate him in this place today. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Woo!
you better know that you know that you know that it's time to celebrate. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Once again, I want to say thank you for tuning in to another live broadcast of It's Time to Pray, brought to you by Word on the Water International Ministries and WOTW Internet Radio. I am Apostle Gregory R. Pinson, Sr., and I love you, love you, love you. I love you so much. And remember, you are God's beloved. Talk to you guys. And I listen. Monday night, Thursday night, let's pack the place out. God bless you. Love you much.